Well, as Ed just instructed us, we've all broken God's commands. We do so over and over and over, and I just briefly wanted to, for our confession of faith, talk about the sufficiency of the atonement. So how can we be certain when we confess our sins that we have received forgiveness? Well, assurance of pardon comes when we see the completion and the finality of the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. And I wanted to read four verses in Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 25, nor was it to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of man, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. And so we see in these few verses the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice. It's contrasted, really, with the insufficiency of the Levitical system and the worship of the Levitical priests. The repetition of the sacrifices by the priests were a constant reminder of the continual sins of the people. So that's one thing that we see from the sacrificial system that was set up in the Old Testament. And it also shows that no matter how many times the sacrifices were made, they were not effective to take away the guilt of the people, the guilt of sin. But the sacrifice that Jesus made of himself on the cross happened only once. Once was sufficient. Jesus was the perfect, unblemished sacrifice, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. Christ's sacrifice was complete. The completion of the sacrifice and the finality of the sacrifice. This is truly the greatest news for everyone who has put their faith in Jesus Christ. And why is this so? A couple things I thought about. No matter how many sins that we have committed, they have been atoned for. This can be a problem for those who are first initially putting their faith in Christ. It can be a problem for us as Christians. The devil likes to drag up our past and all of the sins that we've committed. But the sacrifice that Jesus made upon the cross is sufficient to cover any number of sins, all of their sins, every sins that we have committed and every sins that we will commit even in the future. And also, no matter what type of sin, this is another thing that can haunt many people, many Christians. It does with me sometimes. The types of sins that we have committed. I look back on my life and I think it horrifies me. Some of the things that I can think of that I did when I was a young man. But the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made upon the cross is sufficient to cover and to cleanse us from any type of sin. And so now we need not live in fear of God or even of the fear of condemnation of eternal punishment. And then in Romans 8, 1 and 2, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So children of God, let us glory in the cross. Let us rejoice in what our Savior has accomplished for us. Freedom to love and serve God with no fear, because of the completed, final, one-time sacrifice that Jesus Christ made upon the cross. It was totally sufficient in every way.